This is an executive summary of the 180-day rule for investing capital gains in ETF, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Of all the opportunity zone rules, the 180-day rule is the one investors most need to get right. It's the window within which you must reinvest a realized capital gain into a qualified opportunity fund to earn the OZ benefits. Miss it, and the gain can't qualify. But the rule has nuances. When the 180-day clock starts depends on the type of gain, with special, often more flexible, rules for pass-through gains from partnerships and S-corporations, and you can make partial investments or handle multiple gains. Understanding the 180-day rule precisely prevents missed deadlines and lost benefits. This guide explains when the clock starts, the special rules for pass-through gains, how to calculate your deadline, partial investments and multiple gains, and the consequences of missing the window. Note that OZ rules are time-sensitive and evolving. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. The 180-day clock generally starts on the date you realize the capital gain. For most gains, for example, selling stock or crypto directly, the 180-day period begins on the date of the sale or exchange that generates the gain, so you have 180 days from that date to invest the gain into a ETF. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.